I am Pat Carrigan. Glad to be back in the saddle again. I'm still a little confused time-wise, but that will only be true for the next several days or so. And we begin with what was an amazing 10-day trip to the Emerald Isle. It's a trip I'd wanted to go on since I was a kid, being of Irish heritage, as I am. And so off we went on the 9th of March. There were 37 of us in the group here. And one of the great things about going with a group traveling is, number one, you already have a connection with them because you all want to go to the same place. Number two, most of those folks were from here in Sonoma County, so you have that in common moving forward, too. And then, you know, as you know, if you've ever traveled with somebody outside your immediate family, there's a camaraderie that occurs under conditions like that. Really, you're spending every waking moment together. And this was a particularly stunning group. I think this is about the 20th trip that I've taken with listeners, and this was an amazing group of people who were strangers to me at the front end of this and lifelong friends toward the end. I want to say thank you to Elise from TravelWise. You hear Elise on the air here at KSRO quite often. She was at the helm of this tour. And I had never traveled with a tour company before. And man, oh man, am I glad I did it this time. Colette Tours was at the helm once we landed in Ireland. And the great thing about that was we never had to worry about our luggage. Somebody else worried about that. We never had to buy a ticket for any of the places we went. All of that was taken care of. And check in, check out of the hotels. It really is quite the way to go. So thank you to both of them for being a part of it. I was a little surprised at how much I love Dublin. Now, Dublin is, there are only about 4.7 million people in the country of Ireland, and about 500,000 of them live in Dublin. Normally, I'm not a big city kind of gal, but Dublin was immediately welcoming, approachable, and also easily walkable. And I think we get spoiled here in Sonoma County and expect that to be true wherever we go. It was true in Dublin. Also surprising to me was, you know, the difference between Dublin and the U.S., Dublin and Northern California. We always think that we are so far ahead of the game from an ecological standpoint and from an energy standpoint. And the fact of the matter is that Europe is way ahead of us in many of those ways. Dublin is a town of transit. If you're not walking, chances are that you are on some sort of transit. And as a result, imagine this, only 20% of the vehicles in Dublin driving around are privately owned cars. 20%. The rest, transit. So imagine how far ahead of the game they are than we are in that regard. And also, they expect that to be 0% of privately owned cars by the year 2030. So that was kind of a surprise. Music, as you can imagine, wherever you go, doesn't matter if you ever walk into a pub or a store or anything, music lines the street in Ireland. That was kind of interesting. Also, I have never seen a city after city after city of towns that showed the amazing cleanliness that is possible when you live somewhere. I mean to tell you, it was just about perfectly clean everywhere we went. Apparently in Ireland, they've got something they call the Tidy Town Award. Sounds kind of funny, but it really works. I think we should try this too. You know, I'm just imagining this huge trophy that can go from town to town to town, depending on how clean it is. But it was striking, and it just made it all the more beautiful to travel around the country. You know, I don't know about you, but I've seen the scenes from the Irish countryside, whether it's in a movie or in a book, whatever, and always beautiful. But you don't realize the expansiveness of that countryside. I mean, it's that scene mile after mile after mile, no matter where you go. So we started out in Dublin, spent a couple of days there. Very much fun. Yes, there is a pub or two on the streets. Maybe 3 to 5 pubs per street on each side. So it's pretty easy to find a pub there, which we did. We also spent time in a really sweet little town called Kilkenny, which was lovely. And then Waterford, a lot of people went to the crystal factory there. Another beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, we think we have history here in the U.S. What a lot of quote unquote malarkey that is, because when you're talking about history, it's hard to imagine many more historic places than Ireland. I mean, everywhere you went, the preservation of the castles and the bridges and the churches and all of that, many of them 500 years old or more. It was really quite stunning. Spent a couple of days in Killarney, also a beautiful, beautiful city, and was near the Blarney Castle and the Blarney Stone, which, of course, many people know about and have gone up the castle steps to kiss the Blarney Stone, which the majority of us in the group did. We went to Limerick for a couple of days, too. That's a bigger city than I thought it was going to be. It was not as big as Dublin, which has a population of about 500,000, but definitely one of the larger cities that we encountered. Of course, we went to Galway, too, which was the home of the Cladda Ring. You've seen those before with the two intertwined hands. That was just a beautiful place in a beautiful bay. Also, the Cliffs of Moher were one of the places where we stopped and took advantage of the amazing countryside that that Ireland is all about. We were along most of the western scenic tours and western shores, I should say, of Ireland, and absolutely brilliant. Weather-wise, well, kind of like here, but colder. I understand it was a beautiful week last week, in the past week, here in Sonoma County. Not the same can be said for Ireland. We expected it to rain. That made perfect sense. How else would you get all of that greenery? But according to the Irish, the people who live there, it was the worst 2 weeks of weather they can remember. So when we say it was cold and rainy, it was cold. It never really got out of the low 40s over there. And some snow we encountered, a lot of freezing rain and wind, it just didn't stop us from doing a thing. So I was hopeful and thinking that the trip to Ireland would be the trip of a lifetime, and indeed, that was true. And as they say on many of the commercials, their new slogan is "Give your heart to Ireland." Done. Absolutely done. So thanks again to my travel mates, my good friends now. A lot of people there and here asking, where are you going to go next? We'll bring that to you in a couple of weeks' time. In the meantime, it was a lovely, lovely vacation. It's hard to imagine it could have been any better. So thanks to all the parties involved in making that experience the memory of a lifetime.